Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I want to get this golf stuff in because we've been teasing it, and it is the season, right? This is list season. This is the all-star break in baseball, the anticipation of the NFL right around the corner. ESPN does this with execs, coaches, and scouts. They don't just have Stephen A. Smith rank them.
Right.
They talk to people in the game, and I would normally do a list in – descending order, you go 10 to 1.
Right.
But I'm going to do it the reverse because there's no drama at the top. Patrick Mahomes is once again the number one quarterback in the
NFL.
No
surprise there.
Number two is Josh Allen. He's the league MVP. No one's going to fight about that. Number three may raise an eyebrow. It's not Lamar. It's Joe Burrow. I think they got this right, but that's 3 and 4.
I would put Lamar at 4.
Okay.
And simply because I know he hasn't won in the postseason. Joe Burrow has been to a Super Bowl, but his team hasn't been in the playoffs the last 2 years. And they've started off slow each of the last 2 years, haven't been able to recover. If we're sitting there giving Lamar a hard time about not winning in the postseason, at least he's won in the regular season. And he is a two-time MVP.
Number five is Jaden Daniels, which feels premature after one very spectacular rookie season. To have him 5, that was the first big issue to me. Number 6 was Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody's
going to... Super Bowl champ, but this is not his peak anymore.
Right.
Number 7... Mr. Overrated and underrated himself, Justin Herbert.
Yeah. Are you conflicted on where he is at 7?
I think 7's a little high. Number 8 is...
Oh, but if they put him at 9, he's a little low.
They bump him up to 8. Jared Goff is number 8. Number 9 is Jalen Hurts, and number 10 is Baker Mayfield. Jalen Hurts at 9 is actually the biggest disrespect to me. Goff, I think you could push him up a spot. I'd have him at... We've talked about this. Back end of the top 10.
Yeah, I mean, and so you're splitting hairs if you're saying at 7 or at 8 or at 9 because you're all in the same tier of quarterback. I have the same issue as well. Jalen Hurts just won a Super Bowl.
Ben to 2, outplayed Mahomes in the first and just won in his second Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I know that there's a lot of pushback. I had this pushback early in the season last year, his turnovers at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
He was costing his team, but he was the quarterback of a team that found a way to be hot at the right time at the end of the season. They got better throughout the course of the season, and a part of that was because Jalen Hurts got better throughout the course of the season, protected the ball better when it mattered most. What cost Jared Goff?
I was just going to say, if I'm an Eagles fan, I go, why is he behind Goff? You want to argue, oh, Hurts is a product of a great O-line and a run game. Spider-Man,
great O-line, yeah.
Look in the mirror, and the difference would be Hurts didn't turn the ball over in the playoffs and did win in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so I would bump up Hurts to 9. From 9 to 8, sorry, 9 to 7. Mm-hmm. I would keep Goff where he's at. I would move Justin Herbert back.
Have him in the top 10, Herbert?
Number 10 is Baker Mayfield. To drop off a little bit at that point.
The others receiving votes were Stroud, Love, Murray, Purdy, and Dak.
And you're talking about guys that have all been very inconsistent.
Yeah, Herbert's
more inconsistent. Yeah, I think Herbert's in that group. So, I would probably keep Goff where he's – and it's not a sign of disrespect. You're top 10 quarterback. And I know everybody says, well, you can't win with you can't win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff. Well, let me know if any of those guys that are ahead of him are available.
Okay, right. So play
so
that
you're not
game.
You're not upgrading your quarterback.
We'd have Hurts ahead of him. You're not getting Hurts. Stafford famously traded for one another.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels unavailable. And Daniels came here and outplayed Goff, so it's a little prisoner of the moment, but that's part of why he's there. You're not getting Lamar, you're not getting Burrow, you're not getting Allen, you're not getting Mahomes.
Yeah, and you got to put Jaden Daniels somewhere, right? And he did beat Jared Goff, you know, head-to-head last year. They did make it to the NFC Championship game. So, I want to see it done 2 years in a row. They've improved their offensive line with Laremy Tunsil. They've got some issues going on right now with contract situation. They did sign Deebo Samuel. What he's got left in the tank, who knows?
Yeah.
But they're doing the things that they've got to do to support Jaden Daniels to give him the opportunity to have a good second year.
As I'm looking through this, I think I would have Goff at eight. It would just be a different eight. I'd have Hurts flipped with Herbert.
Right.
And the only guys ahead of
– What makes this interesting is that this is not – a media personality that's putting this together.
No.
You mentioned it's not Stephen A. Smith screaming
at us. It's not McAfee going, ah, with the cutoff t-shirts.
No, this is coaches. This is personnel department. This is individuals in the know that are evaluating every single player every single week. They put him as number eight. I think they got it right. I think he has a chance to play himself up. But then that's just a matter of go out there and win your team a Super Bowl. Be big in the biggest moments. And he had in 2 years ago, he was big in big moments. He was big in that San Francisco NFC Championship game, put the ball where it needed to be.
How about the Rams game, the first playoff game at Ford Field, where he thread the needle to Sam LaPorta in the red zone?
Yeah.
I mean, big-time throws to get them there.
So it really just is a matter of you've got to go out there, you got to win the big one, and make it happen when it matters most.
Yeah, and he can't have the turnover fest that we watched last year at Ford Field. Look, they call him one of the game's best pure passers, an NFC defensive coach had to say, probably one that had to face him a year ago.
Yes.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's get to the phones. We got Greg waiting. You're on 97.1.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are making me lose my mind. Jared Goff is a top five quarterback. What quarterback? Jared Goff was 12 points from having an undefeated season. Jared Goff threw 5 interceptions and still won the game. Even in the last game that Jared Goff played, he still threw for 500 yards and still scored 31 points. Jared Goff had me convinced that finally what everybody's been telling me, that defense wins championships. But with Jared Goff, with the losing to San Francisco, up to that point, it was offense wins championships with Jared Goff. And it wasn't Jared Goff's fault that we didn't execute those last plays, and I'm not going to open up that scab. No, Jared Goff is a top 5-tier quarterback. He is. I mean, when playing against the Bills,
Greg,
I'm sorry.
You can't wet yourself.
Sorry,
you can't you can't wet yourself as a 10-point favorite at home with four turnovers in the playoffs and flap the gums that way. You just can't.
Which team is scoring 31 points and 500 yards? Somebody's going to help
turnovers.
Me out.
That's not winning football. He laid an egg in the playoffs.
500 yards and 31 points is laying an egg?
He had 313 yards. I don't know where you're getting 500 from. But even if I spotted him at 200 more garbage time yards, they were getting blown out because he couldn't take care of the football.
And you're going to put him ahead of Jaden Daniels?
You're going to put him ahead of Jalen Hurts.
I said top five. He's in the top five. So whoever you want to put your four.
You name the four ahead of him, and we'll tell you if you're missing somebody.
Okay. Definitely Patrick Mahomes, number one. I would say Lamar, but when it's crunch time, he's nowhere around. All that hype all through the season, but when it's crunch time, when it's time for the rubber ring, he's nowhere around. So I don't put him.
Kind of like Goff in the playoff game.
But at least Lamar Jackson has some defensive help. Derek Goff never has defense help. He's the offense and the defense.
Okay, so I don't want to get hung up on this. Okay, just give me four names.
Okay.
Four names that are
right, Buffalo. I would say the Buffalo Bills quarterback.
Yep, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
I'll help you out. Joe Burrow?
No.
Jalen Hurts, who just delivered in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts for sure. I'll give him that. But 2 minutes on the clock, I won't Jared Goff. 2 minutes on the clock, I won't Jared Goff.
Okay. I mean, maybe – okay. Greg, I appreciate the phone call. I don't agree with anything you just said.
No, but that's what makes this great is you can't have a debate. I don't know that there's a debate right now going into the season that he's a top five quarterback, but he doesn't need to be a top five quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
No, he does not.
I mean, there's been a lot of top five quarterbacks that haven't won a Super Bowl. I wouldn't put Jalen Hurts necessarily in the top five, and he's the Super Bowl champ.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.